The death of Oliver Cromwell in 1658, just 4 years after Peter Rolfe, would eventually result in the restoration of the monarchy in England. Charles II, who had fled after Cromwell's Civil War victory over his father, would return to claim the throne. And with him would come the butlers of Kilkenny Castle, who had joined him in exile in France. It was with the help of the butlers that the mansion here was eventually restored to the Rolfe family and to Peter's eldest daughter, Rose, and her husband, Richard Shee. Rose and Richard would then leave this mansion to their son, Marcus. But little did they know that he would be the last of the family to own Rolfe House after finding himself on the losing side of another great battle. Following his support of King James II against William of Orange, soon to be King William III, at the Battle of the Boyne in 1690, Marcus would flee Ireland. He opted instead for the safety of France, forfeiting house and land for once and for all. And so, an eventful 100 years of the Rolfe family on this site would come to an end. To hear what became of the buildings after the family's departure, continue through to the second house.